black wheels, and more, all for under $26,000. Come in today to Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
KBOE 835, 42 degrees, and we'd like to welcome in Pauline Stachini, Emporia Public Library Director, our Newsmaker 2 guest here this morning, and going to be previewing some activities at the library, including the Noon Year's Eve party that is coming up tomorrow. Pauline, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Happy New Year to you.
Yes, we're almost there. First, we have to get through this last Monday, though.
Uh-huh. Hope your Christmas holiday was good.
Yes, it was great. It's actually a little sad to be taking down the story time tree. Storybook tree today. But we have to make room for tomorrow's balloon drop at the Noon Year's Eve.
Well, that's great. And I know you do have something happening tonight as far as, cocktails for New Year's Eve? Is that right?
That's right. Everybody, all ages, should get in the mood for the season to celebrate. Registration is full for the cocktails for New Year's Eve, but that was an adult event where they're going to learn how to make cocktails, and I believe we're working with Union Street Social and their mixologist.
Okay, so you're full up there,
fun.
Huh? You're booked, huh?
Yes.
Well, good.
Booked for tonight, but that's all right. Tomorrow, all ages are invited to the New Year's Eve party. And then we'll be closed Wednesday for New Year's Day. Next Monday, we pick right back up with all of our fun programs.
So if you did hear Pauline correctly, the Noon Year's Eve party. So when do things start then, Pauline?
So the Noon Year's Eve party starts at 11:30. We'll have a scavenger hunt. We'll be making noisemakers so that we can ring in the new year. Yes, loud noises in the library. It should be fun. We'll have a photo backdrop, cupcakes, and then, of course, the balloon drop at noon. It's kind of a fun way for families to celebrate when they've got little ones who can't stay up until midnight or that they don't want to have staying up until midnight.
That's right in my timeline right there, Pauline, actually. Noon sounds pretty good to me to bring in the new year.
Absolutely.
So no reservation, just show up?
That's right. Just show up for some fun.
Okay, Emporia Public Library, of course, 110 East 6th. That's the Noon Year's Eve party that will begin at 11:30, but the balloon drop will be happening, right at noon then, huh?
Yep, right on the dot. We'll do our countdown, and down they'll come.
Here we go. So you have been very active at the Emporia Public Library, and I assume 2025 will be quite the same, huh?
Well, we are slowing down our programming just a little bit. We've tried a lot of things this past year, and now we really want to bring home those programs that have been successful. We're still trying new things, though. We've got robots now. We're having a teen hangout every week. So, new things to come, but not quite as many programs, so you won't have to choose. You won't have to make as many hard choices. How about that?
You mentioned, what are these robots? Bite-sized robots?
Yep, bite-sized robots. It's kind of an introduction to programming for littles. So we know that technology just is going to be everywhere all the time, more and more, and the library is always going to present an environment that's comfortable, where people can learn at their own pace to program these robots. So this is specifically for our kiddos. Let's see, grades 1 through 4. They're going to learn how to program these dash and dot robots,
yeah.
Make music, walk through mazes, that kind of thing.
Well, let's see. Any other upgrades planned for the library here in 2025, Pauline?
Absolutely. So the Friends during match day raised around $10,000 to kind of refresh the children's area.
Okay.
But at their last meeting, they decided that they would double that amount for the library so that we can get new chairs and kind of more engaging spaces. So we should be looking forward to some new, exciting redesign of our children's room.
And, of course, follow the Emporia Public Library on the social media platforms, too. So they do a good job of keeping everybody updated. And I'm sure that, the library van will be out and active with a lot of community events as it was this past year.
Absolutely. We're going to be at our parades as usual. We tend to be at one farmer's market a month, And we're really looking forward to spring because we just got that new awning installed on the van. So no more putting up a separate tent. We'll just wind it out from the van and be good to go.
Sounds good. All right. So, folks, you all are invited to the Emporia Public Library Noon Year's Eve party that begins at 11:30 New Year's Eve at the Public Library, 110 East 6. Well, Pauline, thanks for your time and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
Have a great day.
You too.
The Emporia
Bye-bye.
Public Library Director, Pauline Stachini, on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning here. Brought to you by Long Pine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Driven by LongPineAuto.com. It is 8:40. Now the headlines, stay tuned. Headlines from ABC up next.
Simmons Pet Food is proud to be a part of the Emporia community. Ranked as one of America's best places to work for parents and families by Newsweek, Simmons